Spirit, I just want you. Lay my life before you. Jesus, I adore you, lay my life before you, how I love you.
Right there is perfect for Zoom land.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Just want to welcome you to church. And it's nice to meet as a group, even though I'm usually on Zoom. But it's always nice. I wish I had an announcement like we had potluck today or something like that. But that's not going to happen. And I get very discouraged. Every week, I think, well, I used to think, oh, what am I going to make? And now it's like, well, I wish I could make something.
Big change.
Huh? Yeah, big change. The whole life has changed around somewhat. Anyway, just want to welcome you. And I guess we'll be meeting this way for a little bit longer. And I understand that we will be starting school this year.
Amen.
What's the date? August 25 is when we'll be starting. So that's kind of exciting, I think.
Absolutely.
And I understand we have a pretty good student number. 96? 94? Okay, I thought that was what we were shooting for. Okay. So that'll be exciting to have things going on around the campus again. I think we will go right into praise and prayer right now. And so, anyone out there in Zoom land have any praises or prayers?
I do, Sally.
Yes.
I have a huge praise for John and Stephanie, who worked very hard this week to give me a new bathroom floor, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
I appreciate them very much.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's great. Anyone else have any praises or prayers to mention, talk about?
We should remember Jana's family.
Yes, definitely. It was sad to lose Jana this week. We will really miss her, especially with the school starting up again and all. It'll be a loss that we feel. So we're going to want to remember her family, definitely.
And also a praise for Ryan.
Big praise for my friend Ryan. He came home from hospital a week and a half early, and his white count is starting to rise. It was at zero after when they gave him the bone marrow transplant. And it seems to be working well. He does have to go back twice a week to have blood drawn and so on, but he seems to be in remission, which, you know, hallelujah, I say. But remember his family as well, because he was in a nice, quiet room, secluded somewhat. Now he's in a house with three kids, two dogs. Anyway, I'm sure it's fun for him, but tiring. Anyone else have praises or prayers to... You're in the corner over there.
Michael's eye infection has gotten better to the point where he's doing cross stitch.
Cool.
So it has to be better.
Yeah, that would definitely be true. Mike and
Don. We're having the same, go ahead. I'd just like to pray for the opening of school and just for God to post his four angels at each corner of the school and keep Satan's hands away. And also a prayer for, I haven't seen my folks in almost a year now, so I'm going to go down next week and just prayer that everyone will be safe. Is there anybody else who can't pointing to somebody else?
It's like all these hands going. Okay. If that's it, let's bow our heads and we'll have prayer now. Thank you so much, Lord, for this day, Sabbath day, a day of rest, a day that we can come apart from all of the things that are happening in our world and in our lives to focus on you just that much more and understand how much you love us. We shared some great things that are happening and also some things that are still heavy on our hearts. And I pray that you will be with each and every praise and prayer, that your will be done, and we will all come together again someday with potluck. And what a day that will be. Thank you, Lord, and we love you. Amen.
Amen.
I think you'll understand me too well through that muffled mask, even as loud as I am. That's a strange and crazy time, isn't it? I don't like to focus too much on the negative, but I wondered if, how many COVID sermons there have been out there since this nightmare of a black plague has come about.
I don't think it goes
on. That's it. Okay. That's all right. We've gone through a lot of changes, the whole wearing masks and the social distancing thing, and we started out with the masks. We live on an island, and I have quick access to a mask other than this respirator. So when I first would go grocery shopping, oh my goodness, I listened to Trump. Trump couldn't pronounce Yosemite. He called it Yosemite. Oh, man. He's the ruler of the free world, you know. Anyway, so when I go to the grocery store shopping, I'd have this respirator on. And I got some strange looks from kids, other adults or whatnot, but they knew that, we needed to wear masks or there. It was when it was first just kind of becoming, now it's pretty normal, but when it was first becoming a normal thing, I'd have to wear this. And one day I was in line getting checked out, and a wonderful lady that works at the grocery store, named Ruth. Many of you have probably seen her running around, kind of shorter lady, but super nice. And Anna and I have been here for 15 years, so Ruth has been here all that time. And so with this mask on, I walk up, and they're starting to run things through, and I'm like, Ruth, I am your father. You're like Darth Vader with this thing on. I mean, come on. She was busy and didn't really seem to notice much, but the girl that was checking doubled laughing. Well, Robert, Ruth, right? I couldn't help it. Anyway, so this I'd wore for quite a while, and especially when we had the heat wave come through, it got very, very hot, with the rubber and everything, and it's not very pleasant to look at. So then, as we started coming back together, Ann and I were on Zoom for the longest time. But some of you are coming back together, whatnot. And Steve and Jennifer were generous and kind enough to provide these masks, these white masks with the stringy things. Well, I'd seen people wear these ones that hook around your ears. And so it seemed so convenient to just, you know, rather than being tied up like a surgeon or whatever. So I just took the two strings on each side and just knotted them up. And then I'd wear it like this and just hook it around my ears like this. And I had these little fringe things on the sides. Anyway, the problem with this mask is that it's white. And I'm a carpenter, and I'm often very filthy. And so it didn't take long for it to get dirty. And so I've seen a lot of people, the evolution of the black masks, you can't tell if they're dirty or not. You don't see any, you know, dirt or smudges or anything like that. My wife talked about making masks, and anyway, my wife talked about making masks, and so I was excited to get past this particular one. And so this one, she had some fabric and she gave me three swatches to pick from. And I thought this one was kind of cool. I liked it because it wasn't black and yet it wasn't pure white that would show, you know, dust or things like that. But anyway, my wife made this. Anyway, the last time I remember wearing masks was in 1980. I was about 10 years old at Mount St. Helens Blue. I was at a birthday party, my friend's birthday party. I was a little bit older than him. He was just turning 10, and we were all playing out in the yard, and it was a very beautiful day in Spokane, very warm and nice out. And then it started snowing. And we're out there, what's this? We thought it was snow in May. We were incredulous, and couldn't figure out what it was. And finally, the mom came out, and she told us to come in, and we just didn't know what it was, but before long, it pretty much blacked out the sun. It had gotten dark at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon on not quite summertime, but summer, pretty much seeming summer weather. And the drive home, all you could see were like, it was like the worst snowstorm. All you could see were the taillights, the car ahead of you, and if there was no taillights ahead of you, I mean, just black, about like 10 miles an hour. And for a 10-year-old who had been at a birthday party, to have to sit in the car and wait to get home was no fun at all. Anyway, I've grown up with asthma and allergies and, you know, respiratory type challenges like that. And so eventually they said that it'd be best if we wore masks. We had 4 inches of this ash on the ground in Spokane. Shuffling around, you couldn't play in the yard. The grass was buried. The driveways were buried. We were shoveling it like snow. But they explained to us that there was stuff in the ash, glass, and, you know, different things that could really mess up your lungs. So we had to wear masks back then. And it was strange, like it is now, but everybody kind of started wearing them. You'd see them wearing them. But you knew that the problem or the enemy was this dust on the ground. And what's different to me and is damaging to me is that you start to think that guy over there is the enemy with this virus, and you look at other, and you don't know who has it. So you just assume everybody does, maybe overreact, assume everybody does. And so you start looking at these other people as the enemy. And that was something that never was a challenge with the dust of Mount St. Helens. And so I had this struggle, because like I said, wearing Darth Vader mask here, people were looking at me funny enough as it was, much less a guy who's carrying this black plague of a virus, you know, that could cause all kinds of problems, maybe even death. And so
you know, how do we love our neighbors, you know, when this stuff's going through your head like this? I had to kind of rework my own mind, and you know, we take all the precautions, we wear the masks, but anyway, I wanted to talk about the words for love in Greek. Yes, your Greek scholar is back. So you guys tell me, help me out. What are some of the Greek words for love in Scripture?
Phileo.
Logos is the word. Agape is one, though. Agape is one. That's the, to me, it's the top one. It's the
Eros.
Selfish love of God. Eros. That's funny coming from you, Andy, because it's a very passionate love. It's a very feeling love. Yes, Eros is one. I think I heard somebody say Phileo out there. Maybe I was Ed's on top of it. Can you think of any others? That's your agape, Ed. Okay, so we have agape, we have phileos, we have eros. There's actually, and so thank you guys for keeping me humble, and letting me still be the Greek scholar, because there's actually one more Greek word. It's very rare in Scripture. Only happens a couple times, and the great man who taught me a lot of the things that he taught me had only found it in Romans 1:31. So in Romans 1, Romans 1, talk about humbling. This is where Paul is going to go through quite a diatribe of listing all the shortcomings that basically all of us have had at one time or another, and showing that all of us have fallen short of the mark, isn't that? So if you go to 131, mine starts out as we're in the middle of the list, of course, here, and so you have senseless, untrustworthy, and you have unloving. That word is storge.
Storge.
That word is storge. And like each one of these different types of love, it has a different flavor. We laugh because in English, you know, I love my wife and I love my dog, but it's not the same thing. So here we have storge. Storge is the love of parent has for their child. Okay. And the wonderful man who taught me and showed me this word here, which he thought this was the only place in Scripture was at, he said, because it's in this negative place here, that men had become so, people have become so perverted by this time of Paul's writing, that Paul's only going to use it in this negative sense of this, of this hatred for one's children. So if, just a brief little note, if something is typical, it's what's kind of happening all the time. But if you put an A in front of it and say that it's atypical, then it's something that changes the meaning. It flip-flops it in the opposite direction. And so here we don't have storge, we have astorge. So it's the opposite of the love a parent has for a child. This would flip it to the not love a parent has for their child. Or the word before it was untrustworthy. It has an A, or it's trustworthy, and then it has an A in front of it, so it makes it untrustworthy. And many of the words in this list will have that A in front of them, which flips them to their opposite meaning. Yeah, that's enough grammar. So, I was in a Bible study quite a while back, a few years back, and we were going through Romans. And as I've said before, I kind of skip through and look at the English, but every now and again I'll get curious and I'll say, well, I wonder what the Greek word is for that. And sometimes I'll recognize it, sometimes I won't. I really need to get that word repent down in Greek, Andy, you talked about earlier.
I'll let you know before we're done.
But the Holy Spirit helps me out, and as I stumble along, sometimes I get gifted with wonderful things. And I found something that my esteemed teacher had never stumbled upon before. And so I called him. I called him and I said, guess what I found? I found a positive use for the word storge. So if we go to Romans 12:10, you'll find something that it's even more than just a positive use of storge. This is going to be phileo storge. This is going to be, it's just jam-packed. It has phileo, of course, is brotherly love, and storge is love that a parent has for a child.
Is it like when your children become adults?
Yeah, there could be a lot of that for sure. Be kindly affectionate. That one is Philadelphia. That kindly affectionate is Philadelphia. To one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. The storge is even warmly affectionate. And so the law says that we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. But Paul seems to be upping the game here. To me, the way I look at it is that he's saying to love God's other children as he loves us. Is to look at the other people, or our neighbor, if you will, and see them through a parent's love for a child and through this storge, which is super rare in scripture. As far as I know, it's only in these other two places. Maybe you guys will find it in a third place and surprise me one day. A lot of diamonds still buried in this book to dig out. But this one's a super rare one. You guys proved it to me because I gave you the test and nobody came up with storge. So that was fun. Well, hopefully I'd handle it with grace if somebody's like, oh, I know storge. Oh. So in this time that we have, where we have all kinds of masks and paraphernalia and how do we show this phileo storge to our fellow people around us? And I believe we have many ways to do this. One of them is a smile. Did you know this? A smile can be seen through a mask. I found that out when I was shopping and I talked to someone briefly. Yeah, I know. That's the only time I ever see anybody else. Or it's the only time I'm wearing a mask most of the time, because at work we're pretty much just the same few guys. So it doesn't necessitate a mask for the most part. But when somebody smiles from behind a mask, their eyes kind of crunch up and you can see that they're smiling at you, like Sally's smiling at me. I love it. Because you can still see it. So what a blessing from God that even with our faces covered up, you can still see a smile. Another way is through these Zoom meetings. People can be safe from the comfort of their own homes, and yet they can be supportive of others, sharing stories, sharing their lives. There's still a lot of ways for us to have this phileo storge. And Sally, it looks like I moved really quick this morning. So one of the last times I talked, I said I had a special message from the Holy Spirit, and the whole group went, oh! Which freaks me out. But does anybody remember, Terry was there, putting him on the spot. Does anybody remember what my special message from the Holy Spirit was?
Was I there?
I can't remember. I don't remember. It's been a couple
but Terry was.
Terry was there. Anna, what was my special message from the Holy Spirit for the fine people of God before us?
Thank you.
That was my message. Thank you for working for God. Thank you. Oh,
yes, I remember. I was there.
You were there. Great. Do you remember? No, it was so funny. Everybody took a deep breath. And it was just thank you. Thank you for working for God. And in these times, the work we do for God, and maybe it's even more magnified when we're kind and when we're loving and when we're patient and when we don't yell at our boss then. No, I know. I probably deserve it all. I go out of my way to deserve it. So I have this quote that when Sally first asked me to speak today, this quote was the first thing that kind of like popped into my head. It's not from the Bible, but it's very meaningful to me. I have slightly paraphrased. It goes like this. Some people believe it is only great power that can hold evil in check, but that is not what I have found. It is the small everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. And so I just want to encourage all of you today to continue your small acts of kindness and love, and in our continuing effort, not our beginning effort, our continuing effort to hurry home or hurry the coming of Jesus who will bring us home. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Blessed be the ties that bind our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kin. Happy Sabbath, everybody.
Thank you, Andy, for doing this.
singing all alone. Take me back to the harbor, lead me to the sun, and I'll never have to walk alone again. Can I say thanks for the things that he's done for me. Things so undeserved. And he gave his love for me. The voices of the main angels, angels cannot express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I would all to be
by thy name, all the earth. Jesus, we love you. Glorify thy name upon the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify Father, we love you, we worship and adore you, glorify your name upon earth, glorify thy name, glorify thy name.
Spirit.
Jesus, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Let's do a hymn.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of the church.
And she, pretty good, man. It is the tribe, man.
That I
love. They're hanging in there.
Such an empty old rugged cross, and the hopes I will cling to the old rugged cross and extend through the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. It's shame and rich gratitude. I know that someday such a wish the old rugged cross, for your God is at thy side. I will cling
to the old rugged cross,
and exchange
it someday for a crown.
What's the next verse?
To the old rugged cross, I will ever be true.
Me too. What is this thing doing? Okay, there we go. All right, there's Roy. All right, Roy, what should we sing next? Just a hymn that we can sing a verse or two at least.
name
it. Yeah, but trying to think what. I can't think of any hymns. The Lord, the Lord is perfect. The testament making wise the sea. Oh, thank you guys. Come to the garden. Okay. Okay, we're gonna do come to the garden. Okay, here we go. I come to the garden of the Lord is the Lord.
And the joy we share as we carry them.
He speaks in the sound of his voice.
He speaks in the sound of his voice.
Another verse.
I'll stay in the garden with you. Light around me before. But he did with the voice of his voice to me, his calling, and he was with me every night, with me every hour. and the joy we share.
How's the balance on the guitar and the voices? All right, what else, Roy? Let's get down to business.
How are you doing? Good.
All right. Is that a hymnal?
No, that's a Bible. I like a lot of the bots.
Okay, well, let's get another request here up on the screen, guys. It'll help us a lot. It's nice because they just pop up the words on the screen.
Yeah, if you can read them. My vision is so I keep having eyes on the screen or sit back and pick it up from there.
Be thou come thou found.
My heart sing thy praise, streams of mercy never ceasing, falls on the God's praise. Teach me some song, sung my fame, praise the mountain, fix the promise. Out of God's unchanging
time. Let me try a little higher.
Okay.
Here I raise my heavenly hither, hither I am found, and I go by thy pleasure. Save me, do not my battle. Jesus, Son, let us pray. I'm grateful for the power to rescue me from danger. In the mountains, precious
blood. Verse 3. And then I have an addition, like there's a little add-on at the end of verse 3, which is part of the kind of modern, yeah, a modern take on the song. If I can remember. Let's go to verse 3.
Oh, to grace, great a debtor, daily I come straight to thee. Let that grace now, like a feather, find my wandering heart to thee. Come to wonder more of dreams, from really the God I know. Here's my heart, go take and see. See before thy thoughts above you. Come thou King. Come thou precious King, hear our voice to thee we sing. Come thou fount of all blessing, come thou precious saving King, hear our voice to thee we sing. sea. Come thou Lord, I don't know this.
Well, I love that little add-on. I learned that in the praise group they had. It's probably a pretty popular one, but all right, let's see what's coming up next.
Okay, our God is an awesome God. Okay, good. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
Like myself can see.
Joyful, oh, joyful be the Lord, God of glory. Heart and all thy heart before thee, hail thee as the Son above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark out of me. Give them not mortal sadness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy throughout the earth and heaven reflect the rain. Stars and angels sing around thee, and the earth are one broken praise. Hill and forest, hill and mountain, blossoming meadow, rushing, changing bird and flowing fountain. Call us to be yours in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessed, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depths of happy rest. Thou, the Father, thy Son, all who
Amen. Hey, thank you. You're always a spoiler.
Lord, in the morning I shall hear my voice. Do you know it? Do you know it?
I guess not. I was trying to figure out something to recognize there. And I wasn't doing very good.
Okay, morning is broken.
Oh, yeah, that one. That one I do recognize.
See, I have my preferred keys for playing all these, but then when we start singing, then it throws it off because my preferred key may be the least preferred key for singing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try.
Morning has broken, blackbird has spoken, blackbird's bird. Praise for the sea, praise for the morning, praise for the spring, fresh from the world. Sweet the rain, oh, sounding from heaven, like a first dew on the bird's breast. Praise for the sweet the wet from where is the path? Mine is the song. Mine is the only Lord of the is praise the praise the
what else?
Natural singing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it is a natural one. Like here, it's
well. When morning.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Yeah, actually, I met her.
You froze on the camera that was closest to you. Thank you, everybody.
You haven't heard from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you can not reach like Peter, if you can pray for the poor, if you can Jesus has saved, he died
keep singing, but I'm just worried my wife's gonna call me and say, hey, you need to get back home.
My wife neither won't be up yet.
Waiting for you guys to eat.
Yeah,
well, we're in the phase where it's kind of every man for himself.
Yeah.
And then my wife and I try to eat together.
Well,
so if I see her eating, I just spit up next to her.
We all try to get together for the evening meal.
Yeah.
But with
things all the different schedules,
that might be 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8:30.
I know how it goes. We gotta get this now.
Gotta go.
Jennifer and Steve,